The Weyhaus, Kaufhaus, and the Town School. In 1321, Levoča received the staple right for its loyal military service to the king, launching Levoča's rapid economic growth. Thanks to this, Levoča quickly overtook other Spiš towns and became a target of their envy, especially from Kežmarok, with whom it became embroiled in an armed conflict known as the Hundred Years' War, which lasted an incredible 150 years. The staple right forced all merchants using the royal road to make a stop in Levoča for 15 days and make their goods available to purchase by local merchants. They then would resell the goods at a profit. In addition, the town's residents also earned money by providing accommodation, catering to merchants, and taking care of their horses and carriages. In order for the town to handle the huge volumes of goods, a trifunctional building complex was constructed north of the church: a warehouse, a weyhaus, craft workshops, and a town school. Thanks to Jan Henkel, an influential Levoča native, Leonard Cox, an English humanist, a prominent scholar of his time, and later a tutor of the English King Henry VIII, was appointed the rector of the city school in the 16th century. The complex of buildings was of strategic importance to Levoča, which is the reason why it was among the first to be restored after the devastating fires of 1550 and 1599. The northern building with a weyhaus and 10 workshops later served as the main city guardhouse. After 1830, it was demolished and replaced by a park. The middle building, which leaned against the southern one, a site of the original school, has since 1833 been the residence of the Casino Society, with gaming rooms, a reading room, and a library. After a fire in the mid-19th century, these buildings were made to conform in height and were restored in the classicist style. Today they serve as the seat of the town government. Worth noting is the empire-style colonnade on the northern facade and the colored relief of the town's coat of arms above the southern entrance of the former school. The two gates on the western facade, which originally led to the Renaissance armory, serve as an interesting reminder of this era.